performance of Starks the other day. Where did that come from, and do you guys now kind of hold him to that standard?
Who was that? No, we do. We actually, we've been holding him to that standard since he got up on the active, and it was just a matter of time. And it all comes with opportunity. The amount of carries the guy is going to get. Obviously, he got a lot of opportunities, a lot of carries, and boy, he made the best of those opportunities. And that's all you can ask for of a guy is when they get their opportunity. And he got it, and he made the best of it.
How much more challenging does that make you guys from the opposing defense when you have that sort of threat in the running game? Do you think that you establish a few years that you have
to pass? Well, as an offense, you're supposed to be able to run the ball to pass. That's why there's play action fakes. You know, sometimes jokingly we talk about, I don't see how guys fall or defenses fall for our play action when we really didn't have an established run game. But now that we do, it's definitely going to add another dimension that we've not been lacking, but we've been lacking. I can't knock the running backs or the offensive line, because it's a culmination of everybody. It's the offensive line, it's the running back, it's us on the perimeter. We just haven't collectively been getting it done, and, you know, this week we got it done. But he was a huge reason why we got it done, because of the way he ran. He ran hard, he ran downhill, and he gave you that attitude that, look, if you guys block, I'm coming through the hole. So when you got a guy back there like that, obviously you're going to try to do your best to get your job done. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Given the opportunities, no doubt about it. But you can't expect him to do that with six carries. You know, I mean, that's not realistic. You're not going to break 50 yards every time on just six carries. Running game is one of those things where you have to establish it. You got to pound it. Then you get a couple that might pop. But if you don't feed it, you know, it can't thrive.
Howard, Greg, in your first game, you guys had a lot of success going five wides and things like that. The sudden emergence of a running game, does that change the importance of that, or are you guys still, you know, hey, they can't match up with it? They didn't in the first game.
Well, whatever our mindset is that's the way we're going into the game. You know, we're an attack type of offense. You know, we try to go five wide if necessary to kind of throw the defense a little bit. And obviously with the upcoming run game, you know, if we can run the ball the way we did against Philly, then obviously that takes a load off the passing game, and vice versa. If we can pass the ball, it takes a load off the running game. So they feed off each other, and we'll definitely try to get them going. And you know, we feel like our pass game is something that we can always hang our hat on. You know, when in doubt, you know, let's air it out. That's pretty much the way we look at it.
Did they play you guys a little differently than Philly, or when they give you a lot of free space down there, and when you're in a climate controlled environment? I can already tell. You're smiling, your eyes are lighting up, you know the ball's gonna be in the right spot.
No doubt. It's a totally different game when you're playing inside. You know, it's funny because going into a game, especially this late in the season, you know, you try to block the environment out, but you can't control it. Whatever the climate is what it is. But when you're enclosed, it's even ground. And for us to be playing in the dome, you know, we're excited about the opportunity, number one, to be going down there and playing in the division round. And you know, it'll be nice to be inside, I'll tell you that. Well, in game one, we saw some man coverage. Obviously, watching film, we haven't seen a lot of man. They do let you get off the line. And, you know, we're just going to try to attack those guys. And obviously, we want to win. That's our primary focus. That's our primary goal.
Greg has been phenomenally good in both playoff games he's been in his career, and probably your minimal. What's his demeanor? Is it any different? The playoffs, the stakes are so much higher than during the regular season.
Well, I think the one thing that's different is the sense of urgency. Obviously, you approach the game with the same mindset, but you have to kind of add a little bit more spunk to your game, to your sense of urgency, obviously, because it's do or die, and you don't want to be the dead one. So obviously, when he comes in that huddle, he's letting us know, look, guys, we need to score. We every time he comes in the huddle, he's poised. That's one thing that's always a constant with him. He's always poised, under control, and comfortable in the huddle, despite any situation. 2 minutes, down 14, zip. He's able to fight back and stay poised the entire time.
Craig, you were ribbing James a little bit. How much about is that accountability, and how much of it is just ribbing and trying to keep things light?
No, it's all accountability. Obviously, we give each other a hard time, but it's all out of love and it's all out of respect for the other guy, Kraft, and what he does. We know what he's capable of doing. And for our group, we hold each other to a high standard. Do we know we're going to have drops? Of course. You know, but at the same time, you know, we try to eliminate those because we know that we're not the type caliber guys that should have those types of plays happen to us.
Greg, what is the key when you do make a drop? You have to forget about it? Is that important? Or?
Yeah, you definitely have to forget about it. Like when you have the drop in the game, you know, I'm like, leave him alone. Don't anybody say anything to him. He'll bounce back. You know, and that's the mindset you got to have. But I think the most important thing when a guy has a drop is if you can come right back to that guy, give him a catch. So that's the last thing in his mind. The drop is gone now. But, you know, like I said, it's going to happen. It's about everybody coming together and bouncing back. You know, drops is like turnover sometimes. It can kill a drive. And on that play, did it hurt? Yeah. But if we would have did some things different, would the outcome of the game been different? Probably so. If he catches the ball, would the outcome of the game be different? Probably so. You know, you can if you can say a lot of things if he catches the ball, if he doesn't. But like I said, we all have had drops. We all will have more drops, just not Sunday, or not anymore for the remainder of this season. But for our career, we will drop another ball. But that's a part of the game. That's what we do. That's why we practice to perfect it.
Is there a tendency to beat yourself up right after it happens? Or
no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Anytime you have a drop, if you're not your own toughest critic, then something's wrong. And that's the way we all are. He's on himself harder than what we are on him. And then it's just icing on the cake once we get on you. You know, and once we got the win, then it's like, okay, let's go attack him. Like, for us, it's like, man, what's up? What happened? You know, but the same for me. You know, when I drop a ball, I come to that sideline and I know I got four guys waiting there looking at me like, don't hold your head. What happened? You know, so it's all about lifting one another up, but at the same time making sure we hold each other accountable.
In this last game you had just only 7 true possessions. I would imagine you come away from that game saying, well, I didn't get as many snaps in against those guys. I haven't got that much film. I don't have that much data to draw on for the second time you're facing. Is that a frustration for prepping this week or not?
No, not at all. We have we got a lot of film on those guys. We got a ton to draw from. Obviously, we didn't have the possessions because, number one, either we went 3-and-out or we didn't convert on a third down. And we didn't execute the way we needed to.
And they're really good possession.
And they're a really good possession team.
Not
you know,
flashy,
so you,
but
not at
mistakes.
All. But then you have to make sure you take care of the ball when you have it and make the best of your opportunities, because they're a team that can really methodically move the ball down the field on offense. They're not an explosive type play team. They can be, but their game is kind of dink and dunky all the way down the field. Keep the ball in their possession, out of your possession, and kind of wear you down.